Hey guys, welcome back to Spirituality for the Real World. Today's topic is the Divine Feminine's struggle to receive. A friend of mine spoke about this a lot during an episode on his podcast, so I wanted to interpret my version of this struggle as a Divine Feminine. If you guys listened to episode 5, you know it was about loving yourself. So how does loving yourself relate to being able to receive love from others? Well, for me, I see it like this. So I think the flip side of learning to love yourself is then learning to receive love, because if it takes so much work for you to love yourself, and it's such a trendy topic to discuss because so many people struggle with doing this, then why should it be so easy for somebody else to love you? And if they do, how do we actually receive it after establishing this sense of, well, it took so much work for me to love myself? You know, I think we need to look at it from another perspective. You don't not love yourself for any other reason than being programmed by society. This programming builds false layers within you that tell you that loving yourself is even something to do. What? Like it's hard? Shout out to Reese Witherspoon for that line. So when in reality, loving yourself should just be a natural result of being alive. But when you consider everything that we consume as a society, we can lose the sense of connection to and love for ourselves. So while we try to rebuild this sense of love for ourselves, once we wake up and realize, hey, I am doing myself and the world a disservice by pretending like I don't matter, that's when the self-development work begins, right? So once this work begins, the blocks to receiving develop simultaneously. So this is something to consider when you're doing your best to love yourself. And you may find yourself analyzing your past connections and recognize that it was the lack of love for yourself that was what blocked you from receiving love from others. Honestly, it all breaks down to the relationship that you have with love and how you personally define it for you. But I think Divine Feminines struggle with the ability to receive because we have this deep longing to give all of ourselves to everybody except for ourselves. And how can we receive love when our mission is to give? Well, there has to be a balance. Sometimes you have to forget about the fact that being selfish is low vibe, because when you can redefine what it means to be selfish when it comes to receiving love, you're providing somebody else with the opportunity to give love to you completely and effectively. And why would you want to rob somebody else of doing the thing that you yourself have assigned yourself to doing as your life's mission? In other words, don't rob other people of being able to execute their missions. Let people love you and receive their love completely. You're not hurting anybody by being selfish in these kinds of moments. And it's really not selfish, but that's what the Divine Feminine struggles with. But that's what needs to be released. Receiving love can feel just as good as providing it. Being a true source of love means being able to do both. So there are so many different kinds of ways that you can practice receiving love before you're actually in the position to do so with meditation. This is my favorite way to do it. So you want to visualize yourself in front of somebody that you want to receive love from. And you can also do this with yourself, but let's stick to receiving from others for this segment. So visualize them telling you that they love you. Imagine the words flowing out of them, wrapped in a beam of light. Then visualize your heart chakra opening and ingesting their light beam of love completely, and feel their love light flowing through every vein in your body. Truly feel their love and experience how good it feels to have somebody else's love flowing through you alongside your own love for yourself. Get to know the feeling of this blend. Make it so familiar that when others are giving you their love in real life, your response to receive it completely is just automatic. So I hope that helps you guys kind of understand just another aspect of loving yourself, and that you guys all receive every ounce of love that is ever meant for you. Take care. Bye.